Christ lived a life of humble obedience, October 5. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Christ came to our world, and lived in the home of a peasant. He wore the best garments his parents could provide, but they were the humble garments of the peasants. He walked the rough paths, and climbed the steeps of the hillsides and mountains. When he walked the streets, he was apparently alone, for human eyes did not behold his heavenly attendants. He learned the trade of a carpenter, that he might stamp all honest labor as honorable and ennobling to all who work with an eye single to the glory of God. Christ, the Lord of the whole earth, was a humble artisan. He was unrecognized, neglected, and despised. But he held his commission and authority from the highest power, the Sovereign of Heaven. Angels were his attendants, for Christ was doing his Father's business just as much when toiling at the bench as a carpenter, as when working miracles for the multitude. But he concealed the secret from the world. He attached no high titles to his name, to make his position understood, but he lived the royal law of God. His work must begin in consecrating the humble trade of the craftsmen who have toiled for their daily bread. Had Christ passed his life among the grand and the rich, the world of toilers would have been deprived of the inspiration which the Lord intended they should have. Meek and lowly was the life of Christ. He chose this life that he might help the human family. He did not take his place upon a throne as commander of the whole earth. He laid aside his royal robe, he laid off his kingly crown, that he might be made one of the human family. He took not on him the nature of angels. His work was not the priestly office after the appointments of men. It was impossible for man to understand his exalted position, unless the Holy Spirit should make it known. For our sake, he clothed his divinity with humanity, and stepped down from the royal throne. He resigned his position as commander in the heavenly courts, and for our sakes became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. Thus, he hid his glory under the guise of humanity, that he might touch humanity with his divine, transforming power. Those to whom Christ has given a probation in which to form characters for the mansions he has gone to prepare are to enter into his life example.